Let's go shopping for surgery.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Now, you wouldn't dream of buying a new laptop without comparing prices, and you want to get competing bids from several contractors before a kitchen remodel. Well, the government today is coming out with new data about what hospitals charge in various places for medical procedures. What's striking is how much prices vary, even in the same region. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Let's say you needed a pacemaker, and you went to Uniontown Hospital in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Well, the charge might be $20,000. If you went to Phoenixville Hospital, the charge might be $211,000. Gerard Anderson says hospitals do this
because they can.
Anderson directs the Johns Hopkins Center for Hospital Finance and Management.
Nobody's been looking at their charges over the last 30 years.
Now, just because one hospital charges 10 times what another does doesn't mean that people pay that. Peter Ubel is a professor at Duke University.
The vast majority of people come in with some kind of coverage, maybe to a private insurer, and that insurer has negotiated a very different rate than that.
Two problems with that, he says. One, if you don't have insurance, the size of your bill might depend on what hospital you happen to be nearest when you had your heart attack. Second, the fact that every insurer negotiates a different deal means consumers are in the dark. Ativ Mehrotra is a physician at the University of Pittsburgh.
The charges make it extremely difficult to shop for care because the number that's being provided to the patient doesn't make any sense.
Plus, if you're in an ambulance, you probably can't do much shopping around. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Late on Wednesday, we'll get more information about what happens with Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation when its results come out. News Corp is about to split into two companies. One's going to focus on TV and movies, the other one on print. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look.
News Corp is made up of newspapers like The Wall Street Journal and New York Post, but also cable TV channels like Fox News and FX, and don't forget a movie studio. Most analysts say the print side has been holding back the entertainment side. So what will happen to the new entertainment company when it's spun off?
You will see a faster growth in earnings.
James Dix follows News Corp for Wedbush Securities. He says earnings at the new entertainment company, to be called 21st Century Fox, will be strong.
If you continue your growth patterns that you've seen for the cable and the television, you're going to see pretty strong double-digit growth.
What'll happen to the print division? It'll keep the News Corp name. It won't be splashy. Brett Harris is a News Corp analyst at Gabelli & Company. He says keep your eye on the publishing side. Its stock might get pushed down to a bargain basement price.
It might get ignored. The price might fall such that it's an attractive investment.
Harris says News Corp's publishing side might be small, but it is expected to keep growing. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Germany takes heat from some of its European partners for pushing austerity on others to deal with the debt crisis. But Germany, it seems, is providing a lifeline for those hardest-hit Eurozone countries. It's become a kind of magnet for migrant workers. From Marketplace's European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
More than a million foreigners flocked to Germany for work last year. Most were from Eastern Europe, but many came from recession-hit countries elsewhere in the Eurozone. And it's not hard to see why. In crisis countries like Greece and Spain, more than a quarter of the workforce is unemployed. Meanwhile, in Germany, the jobless rate has fallen to around 5%. The immigrants are a boon for Germany. It has one of the lowest birth rates in the world. The homegrown population is shrinking. Christian Schulz of the German bank Berenberg says his country really needs the immigrants.
German unemployment seems to have reached a level where companies find it difficult to find the skills that they require for certain jobs in the pool of remaining unemployed. So they have to look elsewhere to immigrants to fill these positions.
But the country faces further criticism from some of its southern neighbours. They argue that they're losing some of their brightest young workers. And they accuse Germany of having triggered the recession by insisting on austerity and now benefiting from the brain drain. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Once in a while, I get to ride New Jersey Transit with my favorite hard-bitten business reporter, Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always good to see you on the train.
I see that you're up in arms, what, about an Obama administration proposal to, I think it's to limit the amount of money you can sock away in your pensions?
Right. That's right.
It's like $3.4 million, and then beyond that, you don't get the tax-favored status.
Right, except it's not really $3.4 million, and it gets very, very complicated, and it's nowhere near as much money as you would think.
So, Alan, what, are you a secret quadrillionaire, and you're personally upset about this?
Well, I'm not upset. I wish I had enough to be upset. But I went out and calculated the value of Obama's pension. It was $6.5 million or $6.6 million, which is twice what he wants the modest Brancaccios to be able to put away.
But honestly, at $3.4 million, no one knows what kind of return that would generate. But it produces what, about a couple hundred grand a year?
The way this is set up is this is the amount that it would take to buy an annuity for a married couple at the age of 62 to produce $205,000 a year.
So to explain that, that is an assumption by people in the Obama administration that the most you'll need couple 65 is about $200,000 a year.
That's right. And that anything above that makes you rich.
But the argument that one might make is that you can still save more than this limit. It's just that the government won't give you the special tax break for that.
Well, you know what? The government is giving President Obama a break. The municipal workers who get government pensions, as they should, they wouldn't be that affected because their employers don't deduct the pensions anyway. I mean, this is absurd. This is something there's no need for. But it did give me a chance to go figure out how much Obama's pension is worth. So to me, it's not a total loss.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, David.
And my favorite number of the week so far, $5,000 or 3,800 Turkish lira. That's the typical cost of a mustache transplant in Turkey. The Wall Street Journal reports that Turkey is the place to have the procedure because surgeons there have much experience. Yes, transplanting tissue from hairier parts of the body to the upper lip. And see, I feel I already look like I've had that operation when I try to grow a stash, so I don't. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.